Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Broads, today's episode is sponsored by my Summertime Essential First Leaf Wine Club. If you've ever found yourself scrambling trying to figure out what to bring to that dinner party or mulling over the hundreds of wine options in the grocery store trying to figure out what you might enjoy on a Friday night, well, First Leaf is the perfect wine club for you.
That's because instead of you having the pressure to pick the perfect bottle, First Leaf does it for you. They use your existing palate and taste preferences, and they send you totally custom, perfectly curated boxes of wine so you always have something on hand that you know you'll love.
I've found so many new favorites through First Leaf. I used to get so frustrated trying to pick out a bottle that I would like, but literally everything First Leaf has sent has been perfect. But if you're not happy with the bottle in your shipment, First Leaf will credit you for another. They make it so simple.
Sign up today and you'll get your first 6 bottles for $39.95 plus free shipping. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/chatty. That's tryfirstleaf.com/chatty to get your first 6 bottles for $39.95 plus free shipping. tryfirstleaf.com/chatty.
Welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Bachelor's back. All right.
Waves of anxiety, waves of anxiety just roll through my body. I'm just like,
and I am
ready to get back into
ripping.
It. But you know what?
Ready.
I'm ready. I have my notes for this episode out and ready to go. I think that also, you know, preparation helps quell my anxiety. So I'm actually really looking forward to this season because, like I said, I'm going to be mapping out every episode.
Becca is going to become the main journalist of the Bachelor. You will become the detective, the journalist.
No, that's Bachelor Clues. I couldn't take that role.
That's very, very true. But you will become, like, you are in court right now.
Right. This is my presentation. Yes. Oh, this would not hold up in court, let me tell you.
This will not hold up in court because, broads, we are doing a classic cast bio
episode. I am actually really excited. I love the cast bios.
We love doing the cast bio.
I also love it when we break it up. That way we can just get nice and meaty into everyone.
So we're going to be doing half of the men's today for Gabby and Rachel's combined season. And just as a reminder, if you've never watched one of our cast bios before, we go into this with no clue about these men, okay? Yeah. We don't know, and
So I've looked at photos. So I literally only, I minimized my browser to the point where I could only see pictures, and then I would just scroll through and look at the pictures. I don't know about any of their backgrounds.
I'm going to say this for a fact. This is the least...
Spoiled season
for me going in.
Same.
I have not seen anything about these men at all.
I don't even think I've watched I haven't even watched any promos aside from the two girls in their car.
I saw
with
the cute one. The two bachelorettes, and then I do know one thing about two of the guys, which is not which is very obvious that we'll hit when we reach the men. But other than that, I literally know nothing.
Okay.
So I know that Jesse Palmer went on, like, you know, Facebook or TikTok or all the different mediums and did a little cast bio breakdown. Yeah. So I'm sure there's a bunch of information swarming around. This is purely just, as we all know, Becca is a face reader psychic. So these are just guesstimations.
I don't have a great percentage accuracy, but when I am accurate, I'm accurate.
When you're accurate, you knock it out of the park.
Right. All the other times.
And I will say, in our past cast bios, have we gotten so many so wrong? Indeed. But there have definitely been a few that we have.
The stuff that I just have to look back and say, the stuff that Gray and I said when we looked at Greg's face on Katie's season
was wild.
Uncanny.
That was wild. And the boys will be doing cast bio episodes too. Yeah, I know normally the four of us are together, but sometimes it can just be a little hectic. And
it makes me anxious. I've said that a lot this episode, but it makes me very anxious.
Yeah. So we're separating. The bros will be doing cast bios, and what's going to be fun about that is we can compare and contrast.
I can't wait to listen to their episode.
What their thoughts are on these men's photos versus what our thoughts
are. I'm really excited, actually. So, I always love listening to their episodes, but I'm very excited to listen once we've recorded this one and see what they have to say.
So this might be an episode you might want to watch because we're going to be having their photos up on our YouTube channel. Or if you hit the episode notes, we'll have the link to the Bachelor, the Bachelorette webpage, and we're going in alphabetical order via the Bachelor website. So
yeah,
are you ready to just hop right into this?
Yes,
hop right in.
Okay, so we're gonna be doing 16 men today.
Yes,
going in alphabetical order, starting with Alec. He's our lucky man number one,
lucky first guy. Okay. Hello, Alec.
So first thing I want to say about Alec is, looking over the first 16 guys' photos, I have to say his like outfit choice is one of my favorite.
Yes.
Because it's not too much.
Uh-huh.
It's not too basic. We see some guys down the line who've got, you know, the classic green or blue crew neck t-shirt where you're just like, put a little effort
it's
in.
It's just like, this is a large show. This is a large platform.
And then there's always some guy who has like neon yellow paisley where you're just like, we get it, Mr. Personality.
It was a choice.
Tone it down.
Tone it down. Let your personality shine on its own.
I liked Alex because it was just like, he looks like, I feel like for doing these photos, you want to look like you're going, and you don't need a suit. You want to look like you're going out for a nice brunch.
I also want to say the way that Alec has taken this photo, the little bit of the head tilt, the smile, I'm charmed down to the tips of my toes.
So immediately my first vibe with Alec is I was like, oh, this is the guy. So have you ever done the thing where you got a new phone?
Yes.
And they bring the phone to your door?
Yes.
So this is the guy that would come up to my door at my house with my new phone and be like, so do you need help setting it up? And I would be like, I do.
You'd be like, I know everything about it, but yes, I actually do know that. I see you. I'm a little bit of a smitten kitten.
I do. And he's like, well, you know, we could upgrade for only this much money. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Yes.
Yes.
So that I could just stand there with him a little bit longer and linger and sign his little iPad.
1,000%. He also, yeah.
And smell him a little bit as I get close to sign the iPad.
He does have Big Apple energy, like very much like, you know.
Well, I think he works for AT&T.
Okay. Okay. That's your guess?
No, but I would bump into him in the world.
I mean, I will tell you this.
Oh, maybe Apple. Yeah, I could see him wearing their little shirts.
I could see him. And once you said that, now all of a sudden my mind's racing. Cell I'm phone. Like, oh, is he like, you know, part of, what is it called? The nerd? What do they call
it? Nerd squad?
I don't even remember what
is that even
it.
Apple affiliated?
Lee, what do they call it? We have our producer,
genius
Lee. Bar. Genius Bar.
Genius Bar.
That's so rude.
No, there was the Nerd Squad was a company.
I'm like, you're the nerd.
Geek Squad. Thank you.
Okay.
Nerd Squad. That's not as good.
Geek the Squad's Genius better. Bar. Because there are some good looking folks at the Genius Bar.
Yes.
Right out the gate, I got a crush on Alec. Like, I think he's very cute now. I don't know what it is. Alec could be absolutely wonderful. And maybe it's just because he's super handsome.
I know what it is.
He is making me nervous.
I know what it is. You know what's making me nervous? Hidden by the shadows on his left-hand side is a little sparkly lightning bolt ear cuff.
Oh, and I didn't even see that.
That is what made me go, eh? Now, no discrimination here, as you have a cuff with a snake on it. And I feel like
I do, and I am a snake, so.
But there's something about that that makes me say, oh, big LA guy, Seattle guy, New York guy. This guy lives in a big city, and he's going to be somebody, and he might ghost you on a dating app.
Yeah, I have.
And he's cute, and he knows
he's
it.
He's very cute. So what I'm nervous about is that this man is going to know how to woo the ladies, and I'm a little nervous for our Gabby and our Rachel.
I can also see him being the kind of guy that also is like, where you're like, you know when a guy says something and you're like, wait, no, where he could be like, oh, come on, but it's cool, because like, whatever, and you're like,
no. Alec might be
like, he'll make a joke about your body, you know, and then you're like, excuse me,
Alec.
And then he's like, excuse me, and he's like, come on, but you know, yeah, like, you're such a babe, you're such a fox,
yeah,
and you're like,
no, I'm just kidding. You're like, ooh. Alec might be the long run villain, not the one out the gate.
Wow, you're already calling this guy one?
Yeah, I think I won. I'm just, he is that, like, I am that charmed.
Heartbreaker, where one of them is crying and she's going, I can't believe you would do that to me.
By him right off the gate, just because I think he's that cute, that I'm like, I don't know. I'm already calling a long-term villain.
I could also see him being a nobody week 3.
Yeah.
Week three are.
If he's very shy, he might get left in the dust.
All right. That's Alec.
All right.
Oh, wait. What do we think he does?
I'm going to go genius bar.
Okay.
I'm going to go tech. I'll say tech. All right. And?
Wedding photographer. Red flag, bigger red flag. Self-proclaimed lover boy. Okay, sorry, guys. We're getting all the descriptions up here. So, 27, wedding photographer, Houston, Texas. Okay, so he's not in Austin. So, all right.
Okay. Wedding photographer. Okay, so he's surrounded by romance all the time. Now, also, though, love me a wedding photographer, but, like, he pops around, and the bridesmaids see him, mm-hmm. and he's a little hottie taking photos. Maybe doing a little after hours photo shoot.
He describes himself. Remember, when we have these descriptions in their descriptions, that means that they have written this about themselves.
It's always very
because you get
to
the
remember.
Large packet where you write these things about yourself. That's where all the style
so
comes
from. Yes, it's coming straight from their mouths.
Charismatic, athletic, funny. So he wrote all that about himself. And why lie? He loves to be the center of attention. This is what it says.
Okay. So do we think he's going to be obnoxious?
He also says he needs a passionate woman who can match his drive for success and hustle alongside him to the very end. He's a go-getter, and in order for love to go the distance, he needs someone on the same wavelength. I mean, and his fun facts are fun. He likes a fresh haircut. He worked as a DJ at a roller rink.
I like that.
But see, these are also both jobs, the DJ and the wedding photographer, where you are in it for the cute girls, which uh-huh. also there's...
No shame in that game at all.
If he could travel
but...
back in time, he'd be an outlaw cowboy in the 1800s. You can't Bad lie. Boy. That's cute.
It is cute. I'm like, yikes. He okay, also said world. Self-proclaimed lover boy.
That's also kind of cute.
Which is cute, but also is that red flag energy? Like, I'm a self-proclaimed lover boy. Like, are you? I don't know.
He's someone who gets around. We'll say that.
Yeah.
And I also...
And maybe
could he
maybe
be the one wooing both of them.
Maybe, but also this is the thing about this man. When I say he, like when we're saying this man gets around, he doesn't even have to do anything. He's gorgeous.
No. And I'm not talking about just like he sleeps with a lot of girls. No, I'm talking about like he might play the little field a little bit too much. So what could happen? One thing that could happen with Gabby and Rachel is when one guy this could happen in the season.
Yes,
they figure out that one guy is saying the same thing to both of them, and they're like, oh my god, and they're both falling for him. Then they both realize they're being played.
Could be Alec.
Okay.
Next.
Avon. Is that our new MLM name? Avon?
Avon is the new MLM. Oh my god, there are cute boys this season.
He immediately reminds me of like the hot, super jacked, but really dumb dad in a Pixar movie. Mm. Like he has a Kronk voice, you know?
Yes.
This vision of a god. And he's like,
yes.
He's like, kids. There's a Kronk.
Just
voice.
Like,
kids.
So muscular, like always just hitting the gym.
Yeah, like in the Pixar
with the jawline.
Movie. When the Pixar movie, he's got the two kids on either end of the barbell, you know, and he's just like pumping the iron like 300 times. And he's like,
and he's just like
all today's work, a warm up.
And he's just like the best dad ever. And there's like 20 kids crawling on top of him.
Exactly. While he's like flipping burgers and like, you know,
he's pulling the kids off of him just like sweetly. And the kids are just like, dad.
There's also the scene in the movie where he's like sitting on the couch reading a newspaper. And there's like a burglar coming right behind him, like the bad guy. He's like, looks up and he's like, and like goes back to reading his newspaper. And you're just like, you're so hot. Like, get it together, Avon.
So cute. Okay. Yeah. Okay, you could definitely see this. Because
he looks like a Pixar character to me. Like, there's something about, like, his little smile and everything that almost looks claymation.
It's the perfect jawline.
Yeah.
I mean,
look at his eyebrows. They're perfectly groomed.
They're perfect. Speaking, you know, this man has the perfect...
They're laminated brows.
They're perfect brows. I'm like, even I am jealous.
Even the 5 o'clock shadow is just the right amount. Do you see what I'm saying with the cartoonishness?
This man, Avon, whatever he does, Avon is meticulous.
I was thinking he might be in tech. You said that
last guy. He's meticulous. Like, look at everything. You know everything he's wearing is perfectly ironed and coiffed. You know Avon smells good. Everything is perfect. So I think he has to be in something like engineering.
Yeah.
I think Avon's in engineering.
Okay, I'm saying like meticulous. Tech. I'm saying tech. And I also feel like he lives somewhere where you're like, oh, okay, like Nashville.
Okay. I'm going to go Florida.
Okay.
Engineer in Florida.
Like Miami or like somewhere else? Miami?
We'll say not Miami.
Okay. All right. Reveal.
Reveal.
San Diego sales exec.
Not what I was thinking. 28.
Oh, God. All right, here we go. This is the bio. His life is fueled by passion. Immediately, I'm scared. Wait,
if he's a sales executive, do you think he is in an MLM with the name Avon? If he's an Avon?
Avon.
He changed his name to Avon because he's so dedicated to Avon. Okay,
this guy, can't stand him. His fun facts are that he likes slow dancing, allows himself to eat out only once a week, and he's a Yahtzee champ and describes his gameplay as intense.
Okay, my question is, when he says he allows himself to eat out only once a week, my question would be, is this someone who's financially responsible and is just like, hey, it just is like, you know, it's just not smart to be ordering in or going out constantly? Or is this like a, you only eat, you know, just kale, chicken breast because you're such a fiend in the gym?
Maybe because he's slaying, you know, the sales game. He does the, yeah.
You know how I feel about that?
The meal prepping.
I just, it's just, you know, God bless. But like that to me is just like, no, I just, I need someone.
No, he does. It's because he does the meal prepping. I don't know if he definitely eats a lot, but he seems like the kind of guy who makes 14 pounds of quinoa on Sunday to divide amongst his
it's glass. It's boiled chicken boy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it says that what does it say? He puts his heart into everything he does and tries to approach love with the same mentality, but has yet to find his perfect match. So that means he's just a little bit too intense is what I think.
I am going to stick with what I said before about him being meticulous.
Obviously.
Like, this is clearly this man.
He's committed.
So my guess is that he's going to be a little too serious. Maybe won't open up right away. Like he said, he wants that perfect relationship, but has maybe just been expecting perfection. And, you know, we're humans. We're not perfect.
I think also he just is probably just overthinking it and is trying to go with his game plan instead of leading with his heart.
Do you think because he's going to be too worried and meticulous that he'll go home early?
He will.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
I feel like that might be because he's so good looking, but I feel like maybe it's just he won't be loose enough.
Next!
Okay, broads, quick pause from our cast bio breakdown. We're back, baby. Okay, so if your child's school isn't out yet, then it's most likely about to be. So parents, caretakers, listen closely. There's still some time to get yourself ready for summer break. My daughter and I have been obsessed with KiwiCo for years now. I can't even begin to tell you how nice it was to have KiwiCo crates as my secret weapon last summer. When we needed something extra special to work on together, KiwiCo always came through.
Oh my gosh, we just did one the other day and it was so fun. KiwiCo delivers a crate of science and art projects for kids of all ages, centered around one main theme or idea to help them gain a super comprehensive understanding while having a ton of fun. We just did a theme. It was a camping theme and that was a blast because we had just gone camping, and the activity that we did together, we ended up having this little project that Ruth has been playing with nonstop for the past week. It's been so much fun. The best part is you get to watch your child's confidence skyrocket as they complete new projects all on their own and they start to understand totally new concepts.
Okay, and one of my other favorite parts about KiwiCo, parents, caretakers, you're going to feel me on this one. KiwiCo crates include every single thing you need in the delivery. Every single thing. There have been so many times in the past where Ember has wanted to do a project, and then I realized that means, I don't know, a store run to get glue, stickers, other supplies, but not with KiwiCo. You'll get to spend less time hunting for that hot glue gun and more time building, playing, and learning together.
Pack summer full of memorable discoveries with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code CHATTY at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code CHATTY.
So, the theme for this summer is rest and relaxation, baby, okay? Maybe that's not everyone's summer theme, but it sure as heck is going to be mine. I am looking forward to late night dinners with friends on warm weekend nights, playing out in the backyard with my family, and honestly, a lot of just hanging out. Of course, I will need a spot to hang out in, and with the help of Article, that's no problem. With just a few pieces from Article's new outdoor line, my backyard has become my own little oasis.
Oh my God, there are so many amazing pieces to choose from in the new outdoor collection. Holy cow. 42 to be exact. You're going to find a huge collection of things like oversized statement loungers, streamlined dining pieces, easy to style sofas. And I love that there are pieces for any size of outdoor space. So whether you have a giant backyard or whether you live in an apartment with a smaller balcony, they have options and you can make it your dream space with a few small touches from Article.
You all know I've got more than a few pieces from Article in my house already, and I cannot express how amazing the quality is. They've held up even better than I expected, and getting them was a breeze because Article ships all in-stock items to you in 2 weeks or less. Plus, it's free on all orders over $999. What are you waiting for? Start today and you'll have your dream outdoor summer space ready in no time.
And Article's offering our listeners $50 off their first purchase of $100 or more. So to claim, visit article.com/chatty and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/chatty to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Brandon is our modern day Smokey Robinson.
Yeah.
He's got a little mustache. He's got that nice kind of like burnt orange corduroy on. Kind of,
I like the outfit.
See, back to this the is 70s.
This is a casual that I'm looking for in these photos.
Yeah, because it shows effort.
This is effort, but it's also together. Not too much where I'm like, I can see myself going out on a date and someone dressing like that and I can be in like cute jeans and like, you know.
It shows he's got style. He's very, got a little bit of flair. He's got a nice little simple chain. Like I said, the mustache is a choice, but he's got the nice clean fade going on in the side. His eyebrows are perfectly groomed. Mm-hmm. Second time I've mentioned eyebrows. So, you know, Brandon's got...
We have good eyebrow game this season so far.
We do. So he's got... Cuties, he's got a good look to him.
Yeah, he really does. He really does.
What he does, though... I mean, I immediately thought, like... music, or for some reason I just got caught on like some sort of like some sort of motivational type thing or like life coach thing.
Yeah, I was thinking I don't know. Yeah. Brandon, we trust. Check out the outfit. We trust, yeah, Brandon. Yeah. I am getting stuck on the youth, like working with the youth.
Okay.
In some way.
Yeah, like maybe he's like, maybe he's some sort of director at like Big Brothers, Big Sisters or something,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, something
or like the YMCA.
Yeah, something like maybe off of what you're saying, I say a youth counselor.
A youth counselor?
Yeah.
Wow, he would just be the perfect guy if he's that. Yeah, I think.
Because you got to be cool, right? If you're going to work with today's youth, if you want them to respect you, you know, you have to be dressing nice.
Or you have
nice.
To be like super old school, one or the other.
Exactly.
Imagine if he was like a second grade teacher. That'd be so hot.
Oh my God, yeah.
Okay, what? Reveal
I'm a
Brandon.
Single mom now.
Yeah, dude, look at me. Carlsbad bartender. Well, he probably is a great bartender.
Brandon is a, oh my God, Becca, Brandon is terrified of slugs.
Me too.
You guys have this together.
Jess, he loves Disneyland and goes every year on his birthday.
Oh my God.
Is he our best friend?
Oh my God, Brandon, you are our bestie.
He's also a former college athlete.
Oh, Brandon's only 23.
Book. Oh, that's very young.
He's young.
He's too young for marriage. Just kidding. His perfect match is thoughtful, independent, and supportive. I like those descriptions. His perfect match is thoughtful, independent, and supportive. So that yes. means he puts those three descriptors as what he's looking for in a woman. That's great. I think that's great.
I love that. I love the balance of supportive and independent.
I think he
love
could go
that
far.
Balance. Yes,
I
Brandon.
Say he's in someone's top four.
Yes, Gabby's.
Gabby's top four.
He says he's very adventurous.
Do you think that'll be a storyline about his age? Probably not, because he's a man. So.
It might be if there's a decent age difference.
How old are the two girls? Do we know?
Gabby is 31 years old.
Oh.
And Rachel is 26.
Okay.
Okay, this is an interesting thing that we need to talk about when we're looking at these men.
This is an older bachelorette. I'm using that loosely, but like...
I know, Gabby looks so young. That's mm-hmm. so shocking to me. But this is going to be interesting because maybe this will lend to... them not having a crossover with the guys that they're liking because maybe like, you know, Gabby's going to go for some of the older guys and Rachel will go for some of the
guys. He actually might not last that long. Because again, I do think like you said, he'd be good a match for Gabby. He says he's adventurous, yada, yada, yada. And she just might not be able to take him seriously because he might be so like youthful. But
yeah.
But he says, I mean, well, look, see, it opens up with the first line. He's on the younger side, but he's emotionally mature beyond his years and is ready to find the one. We'll see. I think he's going to be a main player.
I hope and believe that he will be. And I love you. I love a bartender.
Yeah.
Because you know that bartenders in general, I feel like they're great on the show.
They have to be.
Yeah. Because they're great with job. Human interaction yeah. all the time. Yeah. I guess I'm going to Carlsbad.
Human interaction as opposed to, yeah, animals.
Or like
beasts.
A computer,
yeah,
right?
True,
you know,
true.
You have to like, you got to charm the people, well, and be there for people.
Yeah, totally.
For your regulars who are coming in distraught. Next. Next.
Chris.
And
when I was doing my notes, I'm like, Chris is giving me nothing. He's giving me personal trainer. Look at that. See that shirt that says personal trainer to me? This is some sort of Under Armour shirt. Chris, what are you doing wearing Under Armour in your bio shot?
What I want to know is what they were doing to try to screw Chris over with this photo choice, because he's not looking into the camera.
No, he's not. And he looks almost like half down. Eyes closed.
He's looking down.
Yeah, it's not.
Like,
no.
Why? Or were there no other photo options when he was at least looking into the camera?
Also looks like they tried to smooth out his face too much or something, because he looks really blurred.
I will say that they went heavy handed on the airbrush.
Did they?
Yeah, I've been noticing all these men like
they have perfect skin.
Well, they might, but it's just more like the highlight of it all is a little bit like, oh, this isn't perfect skin. This is glowy airbrush.
I will say that these photos are way better cast photos than some of the ones we've seen in the last few years. Like, way these are pretty good
or
picks.
Are these guys just like,
are these guys
10
cute?
Out of 10?
No, the photos are way better. Remember the one season where it was like half of them were weird random outdoor shots because it was COVID? Like,
yeah,
was,
that's true. And then there was a bunch of cuties.
Yeah. So I say he's a personal trainer. He's not going to last long. Sorry, Chris.
Maybe this is just like, maybe Chris. Okay.
He looks like someone who mumbles.
This is not my like original inclination when I looked at this photo, but I'm going to go with a choice.
Okay.
I'm going to go with a choice. I'm going to go with the choice that they did not have a photo of Chris with him looking directly into the camera because Chris was moving so much. Okay.
Cause he's a personal trainer.
Yeah. I'm going to choose that Chris is like super outgoing.
Okay.
And this is just the one. Cause he's just like, he's talking to everybody. He's just so energetic. And so personal trainer wouldn't surprise me. I might go with that as well, but I'm not going to think like mumbly, like quiet. I'm going to think he's going to be a big personality in the house.
No, that's I'm sure guess. He talks, but I think he mumbles, you know, he rolls over his words. Okay. Lee, reveal. Oh, a mentality coach. Jesus
okay.
Christ. It's worse than
no.
I thought.
Oh no. Redondo Beach. So many Californians up in here. All of them except one have been from California so far.
I don't like these descriptors. He says he's looking for someone ambitious, compassionate, it's fine. But ambitious and secure are interesting, to me, interesting choices. When you think of the three words you're looking for in a person and you pick ambitious and secure as two of them, that just, to me, is a red flag.
I would say it's very much depends.
And he says he needs a woman who will love him for the hard worker he is and not complain as the two.
No.
I don't know if we said this out loud. He's a mentality coach.
He's a mentality coach, which, you know, obviously how we feel about that typically.
Oh, fun fact. No, he's going to be a villain. No, he will be a villain, an early villain. Chris has written two books and says he is his own favorite author.
Oh,
they're trying to go with it. They're trying to make another Carl.
Yeah, they're trying to do another Carl situation.
They're trying to do another Carl.
1,000%. You're so right. He's going to be an early on. He'll be gone 2 weeks in. He's going to drive the other guys crazy. And they're going to talk him out of the house. They'll keep him around for one or two episodes. Oh my God, he's looking for someone who doesn't complain. You know how women are, just bitching. God.
Okay, next. Okay.
Okay.
Colin. Obviously, he's in finance.
I mean, if he's not in finance, you're in the wrong career, Colin, if you're not in finance.
This guy's going to be loud.
I think you're probably right. I mean, Colin's definitely older.
He could also be. Yeah, look how old he is.
Wait, well, show we'll us. We'll see.
Yeah,
in
okay,
a moment.
Okay, wait. We don't want to reveal his career too soon. Or, you know, he could be a really sweet guy who's just misguided with his fashion and hair choices.
That's true. He might just like see other men and be like, oh, I like their style. Like they're presenting in a professional way. And then you're like, well, unless you own a boat, then I'm probably not down.
This is my read on this guy, though. This guy seems like the kind of guy who reads lots of books on like leadership. Like, you know, that guy Jocko, who's the former Navy SEAL.
Oh, yes,
who
wrote, yes.
Yeah, like he reads those kind of books, you know, or listens to them on Audible while he's like on the treadmill or whatever.
Yes.
And he's like,
he never misses his treadmill.
No. And he envisions himself as like a Navy SEAL type leader. But the reality is that he's like, he works in like HR at a frozen yogurt company.
I feel like you are probably freakishly accurate. He's going to be shredded, even though you can't see it here, because he will not miss his cardio.
No days off.
No days off ever. But I completely agree with you. I think he looks like he probably is in finance and loaded and might own a boat, but I don't think that that is the case.
He also looks like a guy who's going to jump at the chance to go in on Chris. You know?
Yes.
Like, he'll be the first one to be like, or not the first one. You know, like the kind of guy where it's like he's trying to get, he wants to make a statement, make a splash. You
Colin's
know?
The tattletale. Colin's gonna know right
finger
away.
Pointer.
He's the finger pointer. I'm gonna point at you right now, Colin. You're the finger pointer. He is gonna know right away that it's not gonna work with him and Gabby or him and Rachel.
So he's gonna
and
tread so, balls to the wall.
Yep, he's gonna be like, well, Chris said this, and I heard that Brandon actually, like 1,000%. 1,000%. There's no way he won't.
Okay, so I say frozen yogurt HR.
I'm gonna guess that it is it's gonna say sales because I've just
totally.
Been picturing him like
exec.
Selling bread clips.
I think
or something
say
like
exec
that.
Or something like
yeah.
that.
All right, reveal sales director.
Whoosh, 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 whoosh.
36. Okay, so
okay.
He is older.
Lives for the thrill of experience. He loves to travel. By the way, I met someone the other day. Oh, my, this girl who was doing my hair, and she was like, said something. She's like, well, me and my husband don't like to travel. And I was like, wow, I love someone. That's so refreshing.
You know how I feel about that.
Just being like, no, yeah. I don't like to travel.
Love it.
It's awesome.
Love it.
So anyway, but he loves to travel, looking for his perfect woman is self-aware, courteous, and fun. That's interesting.
Self-aware,
again, interesting.
Courteous and fun.
Courteous.
I mean, like what? Like proper
she
manners?
She should have a good head on her shoulders.
Oh, no.
Appreciate romantic gestures.
Dude,
he's not
I'm
looking
triggered
to be the,
reading this.
He's not looking to be the passenger on someone else's train. He wants to find a connection that's truly a partnership.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, that's what you think.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, just like my mom and dad, equal partners, as his mom was just like slaving away on over everything while his dad worked in finance for like 6 hours a day and then went out for golf with the boys.
Sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Colin, if you have a beautiful relationship.
Anyway, yeah, I'm sure that Colin thinks it's a beautiful relationship. People who chew with their mouth open make Colin cringe. Okay, so when he said he's looking for someone who's courteous, like, he is the type of man that is like,
he's manners.
He's like, you should never urinate in front of me. Like, that would
yes,
ruin
he's
the mystery.
He's all about the manners. Becca, did you read the last fun fact about Colin?
Oh, founding member of his high school's breakdancing club.
Well,
don't put him next to me at the bar. That's all I'm going to say about that.
This is, okay. I like the level of what the picture I just saw in my brain is I always go to the bar. You know, I always go to the bar
you
with these
the bar.
Guys. I go straight to the bar and
totally.
I imagine the guy coming
totally.
Up to me at the bar. And Colin is giving me the energy of
he leans his elbow on the counter next to you.
Yeah. And
he's
very
like, hey.
Let me grab you a drink. Let
hey.
Me grab you a drink.
No, let me. Do, yeah.
And I go, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. Hey. No. Let me get it for you. Gets me a drink. And then kind of starts just bragging about.
Or he's just like,
whatever.
So what do you do? Let me guess. Let me guess. So you work in fashion.
No. Yeah, you're kind of got. He.
Yeah. I'm, no. I'm no. You're.
Colin is the type of guy at the bar who tells me I'm goth because yeah. I have two piercings and some uh-huh, tattoos, uh-huh. And I'm like, though
okay.
I love a goth, I know.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. And you're wearing black. He's like, yeah.
And then he's just like,
he's
oh,
like, you
yeah.
kind of got a dark thing
yeah.
going
oh,
on.
I
like that.
I
like that.
I listen to Blink 182. Like, yeah. I
or
totally
he's just like,
I'm,
you got a dark thing going on. I like that though.
Yeah, you're.
You know,
you
he's like, I like it though. So you know, it's okay.
And
since
then
I like it.
By the time that I'm trying to clearly remove myself, then if he's the guy who like because I wasn't being courteous and thanking him for the drink that I
right.
didn't want.
Right.
There's some sort of verbal back and forth that happens
right.
between us.
Yeah, or he's just like. All right.
Yeah.
Raises his eyebrows. Okay.
Oh, okay. So, all yeah. Right. Oh, maybe that's why you're single. One of those comments throwing you. Maybe that's why you're still single. And I'm like, I'm married with a
kid. You're single, bitch. Yeah. So you're like, little do you know. Bye.
Oh, no. I'm the have a good head on her shoulders and appreciate
you're
romantic
right,
gestures.
He's going to be a rat. He's going to be the rat.
The appreciate romantic gestures is what's the most upsetting.
Appreciate.
Me.
She should appreciate. She unlike my other girlfriends who didn't appreciate anything I did for them.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Next. Now, Eric with the interesting spelling.
Erich.
Yeah, no, immediately I think Northman, which I was just talking about.
Yes,
I do Eric. Immediately
what if
think
his name
like
is Erich.
Erich?
And he's like a
I think it's just Eric.
I'm going to go with Erich.
Erich. Oh my gosh, maybe he changed his name to that because he's into crypto. So now he's named E Rich. You could buy his course.
No,
I think it's Eric. I think that he's got a sexy Nordic Viking thing kind of going for
him.
He does. His dad's name is probably Leif or something. Mom's name is Gretel. No.
Gretel.
Is that Nordic? That's not Nordic,
though. I sure don't know, but I like it.
Anyway, so yeah, I like that about Eric. I mean, he's cute.
He is. He's very cute.
He's also probably a personal trainer.
He gives me big, shy, quiet energy.
He also kind of looks like a Facebook guy, though.
Oh, no.
Doesn't he kind of?
In disguise.
Yeah, but like a cuter version.
Yeah.
Of what's his name? He's even wearing the same kind of shirt that he always wears.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Doesn't he kind of look a little bit like Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah, he's like Mark Zuckerberg's cuter brother.
Yeah, totally.
Who's like E-Rich is the more athletic.
That's why his name is E-Rich, actually, because he got his brother's Facebook money.
Exactly. And Marky Zuckerberg, you know, he was the brains in the family and E-Rich was the brawn. And E-Rich. He was on the football team. And, you know, Mark was in the basement creating what is now the demise of our society.
If Eric was Mark Zuckerberg's brother, you know, he would just be like, yeah, I don't know what my brother's really doing. But he's got like a sweet place in Hawaii.
Yeah.
He just kind of drops it. He's like, oh, my brother Mark. He's like, and then you're like, wait, you're like, what's your name? Eric Z. What's the Z for? He's like Zuckerberg. And you're like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah, my brother, you know, he's like kind of embarrassing, but whatever.
I really think E Rich is going to be massively tall and very like, yeah, hey, what's going on? Like really shy, quiet energy.
He's really sweet.
I think he's gonna be a sweetheart. I don't know. It's always whenever I see people with like that type of Adam's apple, they're always quiet and shy.
Do you think you're an Adam's apple reader?
I am. I do. I read Adam's apples.
Do you think that you're just like, let me touch it. Let me channel. Do you think Rachel will be a little obsessed with him?
Yes.
Yes, I see it now.
And she maybe might be a little nervous because he is so shy and quiet that maybe he's not.
He doesn't like her back.
No, I think he likes her back.
No, but she doesn't know if he likes her back.
Yes, exactly. And so she's a little insecure about it because she's like, oh my God. And then they're going to have a really cute one-on-one date where like he opens up and is like, no, I just get a little shy. Totally. And like they're going to have a great makeout session.
Okay, reveal about him. Real estate analyst. Okay. Yep. Okay. A handsome guy whose quiet confidence is hard to ignore. Adam's apple reader, my friends. He describes himself. I like him. He's described himself as low-key, funny, outdoorsy, and a bit mysterious with a fun side. Mm-hmm. He acts with intention. Blah, 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 blah.
It's saying, though, he's funny and a bit mysterious with a fun side. I think he thinks that about himself. And maybe when you get to know him, he's funny, but he's quiet before that.
He said while he doesn't have a type, he finds himself attracted to taller women. Love that.
Okay.
Love. He loves doing the unexpected. He hopes to find a best friend.
We like.
So his descriptors he's looking for is easygoing, selfless, and communicative. Interesting choice with selfless.
Selfless is weird, but it could also be misguided. Right. Do you know what I mean? Like it could be one of those ones like, I just want her to
give up her whole life for me.
But easygoing and communicative, I like.
Yeah, I like that
too.
That's nice. That's fine. And I like his descriptors of himself, I think, are fine. Low-key, funny, outdoorsy, and a bit mysterious.
I like that he is very definitive in his fun fact that he has no interest in going to an escape room.
Meanwhile,
which means that they will put him in an escape room.
Of course.
Obviously.
He likes his wine both red and white.
Love
he dreams of seeing the Northern Lights in person.
Oh, I think like
he's fun.
The Northern
I like him.
Lights.
He's sweet.
Yeah, that's
I think
beautiful.
He and Rachel will vibe.
Do you think he'll see the Northern Lights? Do you think they'll go travel there
no, that's too
during
far.
The season?
I think that's too far.
Too big of a budget.
Too cold. Next.
Ethan.
Okay. Now, Ethan. This was my immediate read on Ethan. Now, I think that Ethan is wealthy or believes he's wealthy and wants to let you know in ways that he believes is subtle. This is a very specific read.
This is a very specific read. I can't really see his Adam's apple, so I don't have a read on that.
Go ahead.
It's
do you see it? Because I kind of see the shadow.
Yeah, it's kind of poking out a little bit. He might also
thank
be.
Thank you. Thank you for circling me. I see the thing that I see when I'm talking about ways that he thinks is subtle.
Yeah, what does
like
this mean?
He'll, you know, he's like you're on a date with him and you're looking across and he's got his hand, you know, on his face like this, his elbow propped on the table, and he's going like, yeah, you know, like I love my mom, you know, like for Mother's Day I bought her blank.
Okay. Yep.
He's like,
yep.
I bought her this this Burberry scarf she's been dying for. Let me show you a picture of it. Isn't that so sweet? And he shows you a picture of his mom in this Burberry scarf, and you're like,
I got her that YSL purse.
Right.
You know, she wanted to tie the Burberry scarf.
She's so silly and kind of rolls his eyes. Like, she loves designer, you know? And you're like, oh, so you're just gonna casually drop that you bought your mom a $700 scarf.
That is a very specific read, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you see the way that he's kind of got this smile? Also, I love that he's sort of from the side, so it looks like he was looking the other way and then suddenly looked back and was like, hey,
that was
you know what? Who, me?
Here's my thing, the way that he's standing and turns, Ethan's posing. Like, Ethan knows what he knows his gorgeous side. He's like, oh, this is my side.
I feel like this is a picture you'd see in the dentist office while you're waiting to get your work done.
Just about to say, like this is a Crest White Strip commercial.
Yes. It's actually probably cutting off his arm where he's holding the Colgate out to the camera. He could be. No. I think that he does like something like sales or real estate or finance or something like that. Again, I'm caught on this thing of like he wants to try to subtly flex his wealth.
Now that I'm thinking about the Crest White Strip ad and I see this pale blue shirt, now all I can see is dentist.
Totally. It does have a medical vibe to it.
Uh-huh. Okay. What if he's in medical sales?
I like that.
I'm going to go medical sales.
That's a good one. That's good. Ooh,
we're might be on something.
Okay. Reveal it, Lee.
Advertising exec. Oh, in York.
Okay. Yeah, see, no, I'm telling
you're,
you.
You're right. The advertising exec.
He credits his mother with teaching him to value a woman's love. And thanks to her, he enjoys making a woman feel special and appreciated. I knew he dropped his mom in the conversation. Wow. I knew it.
Wow. Oh, my God. He says he's a hopeless romantic who isn't afraid to wear his heart on his sleeve.
He loves life, but it's the point going out at 4 a.m. is no interest anymore. And OK, so he's a partier.
Or he used to be a partier.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, as an ex-partier, once a partier, always a partier.
Look at her. Look at. He would rather spend whining and dining a woman. So,
wow, you nailed that. Holy smokes.
He's all about the spoiling and the subtle. I use quotations, the subtle flex.
Yep.
Interesting. He also says he's the king of Monopoly. Another tribute to his desire for wealth and status, a sign.
A watching entourage cheers Ethan up when he's down. Okay, he loves entourage. He's an advertising exec.
I mean, with the Colgate ad photo.
I'm going to tell Ethan right now, Ethan is going to come in to this show. He is going to be a sharp dresser.
He's going to have the tailored suits.
He is going to be suave. Like, I really believe it. I say he goes halfway.
I think, he makes it far. I think he cruises for a while.
I think he cruises.
I think he's going to have a point or two where he's going to throw out some zingers into the conversation when they're with the villain. He's going to say some things where you're like, oh, damn, Ethan, like,
and Ethan's, shit. And Ethan's like, I'm going to write that down for my next, like, you know, PR campaign.
Exactly. I think.
Ooh, Mad Men energy.
I think he might be, I think he might do all right.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But next.
Hayden. Mommy's heart just melted at the smile.
Oh, yours did?
Yeah. You have an opposite reaction?
First of all, the shirt he's wearing, that is a golf polo. And you can tell by the little whatever that design is on the inside paisley, of the collar.
The paisley on the inside.
No, this is a golf shirt. He's
I think it's one of those button downs.
No, look at the material, though. This is like...
No, it's one of those buttons on its long sleeve, and it's like kind of for like the older men Nordstrom area.
You think it's like a dress shirt?
I think it's a dress shirt.
Oh, see, I thought that this is like the activewear, like Nike material. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it looks like one of those... I think my dad has this exact shirt.
Maybe has this shirt, too, but in the golf version,
okay, and
I think.
Dad has like the long sleeve where my dad rolls it up, and the paisley is like...
I know what you're talking about now. Yeah. I know what you're talking about now. See, to me, it looks kind of like that, like... that polyester golf shirt material.
Yeah.
Either way, it's the same vibe.
Grocery store Joe vibes for days to me.
Mm,
you don't have this reaction.
He wishes he was grocery store Joe. I'm going to say this. Don't put this guy next to me at the bar. Hayden, I don't want to see pictures of your fucking dog. I don't care about other people's dogs.
I'd be fine seeing
your dog. I don't want to go meet your dog. I don't want to see videos of it. Uh-huh. I don't care about your stupid dog, Hayden.
Do you think he has a golden retriever?
Give me some personality.
Or does he have... No, he said.
Does
he have a little rescue?
He has a rescue mutt. Okay. He has a rescue mutt. I guarantee if you go on his Instagram, there will be, I have to look it up. There will be pictures of this man's dog. And I don't think care about it, Hayden.
I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong.
So that's what I have to, if you sit him next to me at a bar, I'm going to say something mean to him and I don't want to.
And you're going to hurt his
feelings.
He's
not a bad guy, but he's not for me.
Okay, okay.
And I'm going to be rude as fuck.
Hayden's going to bug you.
Yeah, look at the fucking smile. He's like, I'm just happy to be here.
Oh,
shut
no.
up.
See his, that big smile. I'm like already like, oh gosh, he's going to pull up my heartstrings. Probably not know how to play the game well enough.
Yeah, he's kind of cute, but he's...
Oh, he's actually in that photo. He looks very buff.
Yeah.
Now I'm rewinding it a little bit. See, here's my thing, is he looks a little more narrow in this photo, and I'm picturing him kind of being like lanky, maybe not gym guy, but now I'm seeing these like larger photos of him and he's jacked. Maybe not. Oh, God.
All right, reveal.
Wait, what is he?
He's like in real estate, in my opinion.
Okay, with the... If he didn't have the shirt on, if he had a t-shirt on, I'd be like in construction.
Mm.
With this shirt on, you know what? I'm gonna go sports, like physical therapist.
Interesting.
Yeah, in some form, some way with sports, some sort of maybe physical therapy or student or something like that.
Okay. Also, there's guys I'm on a Us Magazine one because I was looking for his Instagram. There's some guys that we didn't get, like a guy named Corbin. It's not on the official cast list.
Maybe they got cut beforehand.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. That's
because this is the official Bachelor one, right?
Yeah. But then I'm wondering, I'm like, ooh, is this something where like other guys are going to come in later?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. All right. Reveal.
Leisure exec. What the hell?
What does that even mean?
I take it all back.
He loves to golf, hit the beach, and work his magic on the grill. I told you. She must love dogs! She must love dogs because Hayden and his good boy Rambo are a package deal! Oh my god! Oh my god! Yes, hello. You may book me for your face readings. I will make sure you do not waste your time on any dating apps.
Oh no, stop. Oh, it says so let's start the paw tea. So let's get this paw tea started with like spell like a dog's paw.
Could I have been any more on point?
No, you could not have been any more on point. And when I'm looking at this,
his good boy Rambo are a package deal.
And he's a leisure executive, which he rages.
He loves Stagecoach, baked potatoes, and hot tubs. Yeah.
Oh no. Oh no. Yeah. Do you think he's going to be obnoxious, though, or that he's going to be super sweet?
Well, it says with a bit of the accent and a lot of the charm, he might get Rachel.
Ooh, he might be a problem.
She seems like someone, she's a dog, right? Probably.
He might be a problem.
Could be.
He could be a little bit of a player, this guy.
Cannot.
This man could be a full-blown player. He's got that sweet smile that fools idiots like me. And get all caught up.
His dog is in his profile picture, by the way. It is a golden retriever. I was wrong about the mutt thing, but you were right about the golden retriever.
I don't even know. I don't even know. I feel like we need to wrap because, like, I mean, you literally just, you described this man to a T.
I screamed at him saying, I don't care about your dog.
This man's going to go far, huh?
He might be the real villain.
Yeah.
He might be like the real, real villain, like the week six villain.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable. All right.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Right. Wow. I mean, yeah, I just need to gotta bask in that one for a second.
Yeah, just really sit in that.
Because I felt the passion, you know? I was like, no, I you don't want to see in, pictures of your dog.
No, you came in hot and you knew exactly what you needed to say to him when before this man could even get 2 feet closer to you at the bar, you're already shutting down his dog,
no dog
photos.
Kicks.
You're like, I know your screen, I know your lock screen is your dog. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
You know, and that means I just need to go with my gut and just say, get behind me, Satan. Back off, Hayden. Get behind me, Hayden.
I do love a dog pic, but now I don't know. Now with all this combination stuff, I'm feeling a little nervous about Mr. Someone here.
Next. Now,
Jacob.
Now, Jacob, I immediately, like, when just looking at him, I immediately want to call him Jacob.
Oh, for sure. For
right?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Like, he's a Jacob all the way.
I just want to call him Jocko.
Jocko.
Speaking of Jocko earlier.
Totally. Jocko Jacob.
I'm going to be straight with you. This is for me, and this is just my personal opinion. I see Jacob at a bar, and I'm
Jacob,
with a friend. I'm with a Jacob. I see him at a bar, and I'm with one of my girlfriends. He walks straight up to my friend and never even looks at me for 2 seconds. The big titties and the long hair, because he would never go with someone with short hair.
Totally.
And he doesn't pay 1 ounce of attention to me. Won't even look in my direction the entire time, because he is just like, I will not invest 1 second into someone who I'm not interested in.
You know why? You know why? Because he's looking for the divine feminine. This is the kind of guy that's like, I am looking for the divine feminine to my divine masculine.
Feminine.
Now, this is the man, when I'm going to an acro yoga class, I'm beelining for him. I'm like, this is the acro yoga partner
I need. He's going to toss you. I'm picturing him really doing a lot of like climbing of ropes.
Maybe even silks when he's like in Mexico.
I mean, I feel like I'd vibe on him harder if he was doing the silks. I picture him like doing some heavy lifting in the gym. He definitely goes to a place called, if he lives in LA, he goes to a place called Zoo Culture. Like, this is the gym. I know exactly what one it is. Like, that's what I believe.
Interesting, because I'm going in the more of the vibe of he's sort of like he's the sort of spiritual guy.
Okay.
Like, he's clean eating always. He needs a woman who's going to value her wellness the way he does.
Are we getting this from the fact that his hair is clearly in a ponytail?
Well, he's also got like a chambray shirt, which is also a choice.
That's true. Because
he's like, I'm going to pick a nice shirt, and this is the only one I have is like the chambray.
I feel like there's only one of two options with him. Either you're nailing it and it's 100% health and wealth.
Or he's like, bro.
Or, I don't even think bro, he's either full wellness guy, or he is like in a very money focused, like, I feel leisure executive sounds right to me, even though that was Hayden, but just obsessed with his money and just like pumping iron 24/7 and just like the deepest voice and just...
I don't like him. I see him. No, sorry. I'm not sure.
So nice.
I don't think I like him either, but I definitely see him more as someone who like grew up in the most like Christian home. But he's like, I see myself as like a Buddhist, you know,
okay.
And he doesn't actually know anything about Buddhism. He's this kind of guy to me. He has a namaste tattoo somewhere on his body. Like, that's kind of the vibe that I'm picking up on. And he's not a nice guy.
So he's into wellness and he's not a nice guy.
Oh, the amount of like douchey acro yoga guys.
Oh, no, for sure.
He's in that camp.
I'm just clarifying this, okay.
He's in that camp. There's this also a slight part of me, Jess, that's going like, he actually might be a super sweetie. But you're saying no. I trust you then.
I mean, I don't know because
we don't know him.
Because I don't know you, Jacob. But Jacob, you might be the biggest teddy bear in the world that I'd be like, wow, I mean, I want you as my new best friend. But... I'm getting such trust fund baby energy right now that I cannot even, like, I don't think he's actually a trust fund kid, but I feel
I know what you're talking about, that energy.
He hangs out with trust fund kids.
I think his career is entrepreneur or like traveler. It's either one of the two for me.
I am going to hop on your entrepreneur. 1000% some sort of startup thing stop talking about.
Okay, reveal Lee.
Mortgage broker.
Mortgage broker in Scottsdale.
Oh, well, Scottsdale reads, correct.
Well, you said he's... Scottsdale look right here.
Correct.
Oh, we got a little bit of both.
Did we?
We got a little bit of both. His ideal partner should want to maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Okay, ding, ding, ding.
And should be able to have working up a sweat both in and out of the gym. Ooh, sexy.
Okay.
He reads. Look at the fun facts. Reads 30 to 40 books a year. That, first of all, that's a lie. Loves to camp in national parks and doesn't eat cake.
I would also like, though, to direct you to Jacob's ideal wife will turn heads with her looks wherever she goes. And have beauty inside that matches. Of course, he had to write that because he has to. He literally wrote in his bio that his ideal wife will have to turn heads because she is so beautiful.
It's so funny. It says he admits he's picky. But since, wait, you said he's the one that goes straight to your big boob friend, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, 100%.
And someone like me, he's just like, ew.
Jess, he's looking for his divine feminine.
You're totally right. Jacob, but the look at this.
And you got the right the gym thing.
The gym and also mortgage broker. I was saying he's all about that money.
100%.
He got the, and Scottsdale. I see him at the bar, one of the bars in Scottsdale. It's just, it all reads correct.
I think we have kind of melded.
Do you think though his like,
because I think he's got a kind of this wannabe like outdoorsy adventurer, right, travel blogger, well, spiritual vibe.
Well, I see the 30 to 40 books a year.
And loves to camp at national parks.
I'm going
to
tell you this right now. This man right here, he loves Jordan Peterson.
Oh, he does.
He loves Jordan Peterson.
At one point, he probably has gone on a raw meat diet, like probably spurred on by Jordan Peterson like and his daughter.
I feel like he used to like Joe Rogan.
But yeah, he's not into it anymore.
But now he's too mainstream for him.
All right. So next. Wait, do you think he's going to go far, though?
I think I'm going to go that Jacob is.
I think he kind of might do well.
Yeah.
With Rachel.
I think Rachel. You know, it's interesting.
She seems kind of dumb in love.
I think Rachel is going to be really wooed by the broad hotties, the tall broad blonde hotties. Yes. And I think Gabby's going to be the one that's going to be a little more surprising with like, who is she going to be vibing on? I think Gabby's going to have a large variety of who she likes.
I do have to say a lot of these guys are hot. Like most of these guys are really fucking cute.
This is a wildly attractive cast list.
I agree.
Wildly attractive.
Okay.
Okay, broads, one more quick pause from this madness. We all know how chaotic and stressful life can be, and it can happen so fast that you don't even realize you're being overtaken until suddenly you look around and realize your life is seriously lacking in the pleasure department. Take your pleasure back into your own hands with the help of Dipsy, the app full of hundreds of short, sexy stories.
Oh my gosh, Dipsy is just like every one of your fantasies come to life through a sexy audio story. It's incredible. They've got such a variety of stories on the app. I mean, maybe you've always dreamed about hooking up with your coworker with a British accent. Maybe you've thought about hooking up with your hot yoga instructor. Well, they have an outlet for you to live out all of your deepest desires. And the characters and scenarios are so immersive. The voice actors are so talented. You feel like you're right there in on the action.
And listen, maybe you're not feeling a sexy story one night, but you still want a little of me time. Dipsy has you covered for that too. In the app, you can check out all of their other amazing content like the written stories, sleep stories, and wellness sessions. And don't worry, you'll never get bored because the Dipsy team is constantly adding new fun content to their library. I love to pop in my headphones and listen to a sleep story before bed. Best sleep ever.
For listeners of the show, Dipsy's offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/chatty. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com. That's like dip in the sea, D-I-P-S-E-A, stories.com/chatty. dipsystories.com/chatty.
So as we sit going over the cast bios for these suitors, for our bachelorettes, I think something most of us can agree on who have ever been in the dating pool is, well, dating can just suck sometimes, right? I mean, sometimes it's great, magical even. You might even fall in love. But in general, a lot of these dates you go on result in, awkward, weird, and hilarious moments, which, let's be honest, make the best stories.
Oh, if you are like us and you get an unbelievable amount of joy listening to people's dating train wreck stories, oh, we have got a new podcast for you to check out. That is Queen of Hearts, hosted by the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race veteran, Jujubee. So right off the bat, you know it's going to be hilarious. And the whole show is set up to try to get contestants to find love using only their voice. No spray tans, no six packs, baby. Just two people stumbling their way through a first date for the whole world to listen to. Oh my God. Jujubee speeds things along by skipping the small talk and gets right to hilarious, sometimes spicy, get to know you style games.
And okay, I have to fangirl out for a moment here because let me tell you something about myself. I am a massive Jujubee fan. any season of Drag Race that Jujubee was on was my most favorite because Jujubee is hilarious, wonderful, talented, all of the things. So let me tell you, when I heard that Jujubee was coming out with a podcast and a podcast like this, I was thrilled to say the least. I have laughed so hard in each episode. Queen of Hearts is honestly one of my new favorites. When I just need something to be entertained, you know you're going to get so many laughs out of this. And honestly, too, you might even witness a love story.
Follow Queen of Hearts wherever you get your podcast, or you can listen early on Amazon Music and ad-free by subscribing to Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or on the Wondery app.
Next.
Okay,
James. Now James probably is now the most annoying person on the list.
I feel like James is going to be following Jacob around like a puppy dog. I feel like James is giving me...
No, I think James is friends with Chris, and then he turns against Chris once he realizes Chris is annoying, and then he might also be the snake, the rat.
I think James is coming into this experience being like, and he would tell you, well, I'm an alpha male, but he's definitely a sidekick guy.
And so he's a sidekick guy.
So he's going to come in being like, I'm an alpha, and he will immediately align himself with one of the very kind of...
That's so funny you said that, because one of my notes I wrote is James thinks he's the life of the party.
Uh-huh. I think James thinks he's probably a lot of things that maybe James... This is so mean. James, you might be so lovely. I'm so sorry.
I think he gets really sweaty.
I think maybe that's just the gel. I think that's just the gel.
No, I think that he's going to be someone where he's like getting really mad about something and you're literally going to see sweat dripping down his forehead.
Do you think that James is going to have a... You know what I have a feeling of? I know he's right
about the alpha male thing. Like, he really thinks he's an alpha male.
Now, I will say that I think that in this photo, when I'm thinking of him as a sidekick, I'm picturing him as a smaller guy. I bet he's actually going to come in and be one of those guys that looks shorter in photos and then is going to be super tall.
Where you're going to be like, oh,
James is way broader and more tall.
Definitely possible.
And more gigantic than I thought he was.
One thing I like about James, though, is that, like, I feel like if we're talking about the bar scenario again, mm-hmm. I think that you could get some drinks from him. And I also don't think I think he's going to hide his disappointment and be cool about it when you ditch him.
Yes. I don't think that James is going to be someone who's aggressive in the bar at all.
I don't think so either. Like, you might even actually feel a little bit bad, or he's like, oh, okay, when you guys leave, and you're just kind of like,
yeah, oh, okay, have a good one, girls.
Yeah.
Oh, now I feel bad. No, I'm like, oh, James.
He just needs, like, I think he just needs some, like, dating coaching.
There's something about him that I'm feeling, and I think the reason why I'm getting this kind of, like, I'm picturing him being a pot stirrer in an obnoxious way.
Because he's trying to seek the approval of other people.
No, there's something here in his eyes that looks like Aaron Clancy to me. So I think I'm kind of having like an Aaron Clancy
moment.
That
puckishness.
Yeah. Perfect descriptor.
Thank you. What do we think he does?
I mean, well, with the hair and the suit and the open shirt.
This is the one that I accidentally saw his career title and I cannot get it out of my head. And you'll see why. Lee, please reveal. Excuse my alarm.
The music playing was for her too. Meatball enthusiast? What in the ratatouille fuck does that mean?
Fun fact, nothing makes James happier than a plate of piping hot meatballs.
I mean, I love a meatball. I mean, it's
he's going to come in with meatballs.
Oh, he's definitely coming in with meatballs. But, like, why is he a meatball?
Do you think he's going to say some stupid line like, you want to taste my balls? And then he's going to open a plate of meatballs.
Gross, dude. You know I love balls. You know I love balls, but I hate a ball intro.
He's a charmer with dimples. So cute. You can't help but smile. He's ready to find someone to bring home to his loving big Italian family.
Oh, he wrote that about his dimples. Oh, no. He wrote that.
Not necessarily true.
Okay.
They could have done it. Okay. He does not necessarily write that. He wants a relationship with the undeniable chemistry. He also wants 6 kids. Okay, am I the girl for him? So his future ready.
I was like,
this is so funny. His future bride should be ready and excited for the nonstop thrill ride that is parenthood.
Oh, is he going to be obsessed with wanting children?
For James, it's all about family and bringing someone into his enhance his already wonderful life. And really, who could ask for anything more? Oh, dear God. He's going to be talking about how he wants kids constantly. They are going to be so off.
Well, he's
going to
be talking about, like, he says he's a loving, big Italian family. So I'm sure he's one of many children.
He's this one who's going to be so close to their face. Just be like, I'm looking for chemistry. And they're like, oh, God.
Well, I feel like he's going to be talking about his mom an awful lot.
They're going to do one of those roles where they do back to back clips of him being like, oh, and my brother Mark, you'd love him. And then it goes on to his sister. Yeah. And one time my mom, you're going to see like a montage, you know?
Yeah.
Him
and it'll be like, listen, I don't know you well enough to care about your family.
Yeah, I don't
yet.
Care about your
like,
family.
Like, I don't even know you. How am I supposed to get to know
and
your mom?
I don't
want to
move to Winnetka, Illinois.
No, I don't want that either. But maybe one of them will. I would like to know is what he does. Because meatball enthusiast, you know what this means?
And his other factor is that he's a LeBron James fan and loves to water ski.
In my opinion, them saying meatball enthusiast means that he's going home night one. He'll come in with meatballs and we know nothing more of him than meatballs and family.
Or you'll never see him again and he'll go home week 3 or whatever.
He's got to be gone week
1 or 2.
He's going
to come in hot and then you'll never see him again. Even if he doesn't get sent home right night one, you will never see him again.
I'm going to make a guess right now. Okay. James, I'm going to say this with certainty. James, I know you're watching this right now, and James is the type of vibe who he's going to go home week 1 or 2, and he's one of the guys who posts this clip on his social media using meatball emojis and graphics. I know this.
May the prophecy come to be.
And we appreciate your support, James. Yeah,
thank you. Mwah. Please remember to tag at Chatty Broads, at Becca, and at The Bad Mom. Thank
you.
2 D's.
Thank you.
Okay, next. Okay, this guy, I said, Jason. Is this Clayton's
Jason
brother or dad?
Whoa.
Is this his older brother or his dad?
Is it in Jesse Palmer's contract that there has to be a son of his or a twin in every single season? Doesn't, maybe even the Bachelor seasons, one of the women has to look kind of like Jesse Palmer.
Doesn't this kind of look like a photomorph of Clayton, though?
Yes. Like, not the jaw is what's throwing me off.
It's no, the eyes, the face, like
the eyes, the smile, the nose, like the forehead.
There's just like something that's a little off about it. Yes. But looks so much like him.
Yes.
It's bizarre.
Do you think that he will go because the women will associate?
No.
Okay.
I don't even see the point of making comments about him because he's not making it past night one.
I don't think so either. I don't think
that's
so.
That's sad, right?
I know. I don't know why.
I just think, can we just already cut to the career stuff? Because I just want to see what this is if we're totally off. See,
investment banker. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Santa Monica. So much California.
He's from Santa Monica. Get
so
a lot of Southern California guys.
Damn,
investment
this is our time.
Banker. Hates Coca-Cola, loves stargazing, relationship kind of guy. See, this is like saying a lot of things without saying anything. A relationship kind of guy who loves love. Who wants to find a woman who wants to laugh and grow through life? He's never the loudest guy in the room, but also not the quietest. You know, it doesn't say also not the quietest, but like, you know.
Right. He's never the loudest guy in the room, though, yet still somehow an undeniable presence about him. He loves to surf, dance, play tennis.
This part's interesting. He values authenticity and says when he finds the one, the vibes will tell him all he needs to know. Gabby and Rachel, you hear that? Good vibes only in all caps. That's strange.
Okay, well, what that means, obviously, is that he's not good vibes only and that he's a drama starter. So maybe he does stay around. Because I feel like anytime, of course, in these bios, it says like he's obsessed with peace and tranquility. That means that he's always going to be the shit stirrer in the house. I bet... He's going to be, you know what? Okay.
I think he's nobody on the season. You say your thing.
I'm going to say that I think he does something. No. Okay. I'm going to tell you this right now. It's all coming together.
No,
wait, wait, wait.
No.
He is going to leave on his own accord because he's going to be like, you guys are too much drama, or like, you're not listening to like my truth in this situation. And he's going to remove himself and think it's some big deal, but they're both not really into him, and it's gonna be like, oh God, okay, there's the drama, the guy's leaving, he doesn't like the drama in the house and the way that they're handling it. And so he's going to remove himself and he's going to be one of those guys.
That. I could see that. I could see that.
And he's an investment banker too. So, you know, he's analytical. So he's going to be like, I don't like the way that they handled that drama in the house. And they're not mature enough. I'm going to remove myself. I want good energy only.
I still think he's a nobody.
All right.
Everyone can be somebody.
That's very true.
We have had a lot of somebodies so far in this cast list. That's where I'm like, you know, somebody's got to be in.
Maybe the second half of this list are all night oneers.
Could be. Okay. Next.
Okay. Joey.
Joey looks a lot like my little brother.
Does he really?
Kind of. Yeah. I'll show you a picture of my brother right now.
I'm going to tell you this right now.
Okay. Tell me.
This is the one of the two people that I know about.
Oh, really?
Yes. Do you want me to tell you why or do you want me to hold off?
Ooh, hold off.
Okay, I'm going to hold off. Until we look. Okay, well, not to make you feel weird about your little brother.
Well, this is my brother. My brother's also a little like IG model boy big lips.
Yeah, he does look like him. He does. Okay, Joey is a problem for me because Joey's the type of guy, and maybe I'm fully off, like, but I see they do kind of look alike. But I see Joey's hair. I see the necklace.
Oh, yeah.
I see the eyebrows and I hear the name Joey. And, you know, Mama thinks he's from New York. And you know how I feel about someone with a New York accent who's a little bit like, oh, girl, come on. What the fuck? And so I'm a little bit like, you know, Joey's going to be somebody that I'd be like, oh, my God, I am obsessed with him. I think he's cute.
He kind of looks like Pete Davidson.
He does have Pete Davidson vibes. Do you think that the people are going to fall in love with him?
No, I think granted, I don't like those guys at all.
That's
so
what I'm saying. A lot of people like the Pete Davidson vibes.
But this is what I think about him. I think he's here for the experience. I think he's also here for a ongoing like Boohoo Men or Sheen Men brand deal on Instagram is also what he's vying for. And that kind of might show, you know, he has like, he might have had an active SoundCloud back in 2018 or so. You know, like Joey might be a little bit of a cloud guy who's like, yeah, you know, I thought, why not come on The Bachelorette? Mm-hmm. People might like him. They might.
I'm going to say this right now. Joey, see you in paradise, bud. See you in paradise.
What does he do? He's young, right? He's got to be like 24.
He's got to be 24.
Oh,
25.
My God. So my brother and his girlfriend of like a longtime girlfriend just broke up recently. Sad for them because they've been together like 6 or 7 years. But my brother is 22. Should we try to get him on the next season?
Oh, my God. Yes.
I don't know if he would, but we should really try.
Keep it in the family, babe. I know. Your parents will be like, are you fucking kidding me?
Exactly. What the fuck?
All the Martinez's just like slowly making their way.
If my brother makes it on the next season of The Bachelorette, this will not be the last season I'm recapping. I'll just say that. Okay. Wait. What do you think he does? What do we think he does?
I mean, he's young. I bet that he has like...
My brother's in commercial real estate, so I'm going to say commercial real estate.
Honestly, I bet he's like in retail sales.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, Sheen Men.
Yeah. I could see him working at like, you know, Guess.
Gap.
Yeah. Maybe a Gap. I don't think Joey would do that.
Oh, I think he would if it's the available. He's like, well, you know, Yeezy just did a collab.
That's true. That's very true.
Okay. Reveal. Oh.
He's a twin.
He's 24. Call it.
Of course, they don't give us what he does. They just say that he's a twin.
He's from Connecticut, so that's the East Coast. Okay. Loves to hit the clubs in New York City for a night out with the boys.
Yes, you know that I'm going to be weak because he's going to be kind of like douchey New York vibes, boys, and I'm going to be melty with
lovable
his accent.
Lovable goofball, identical twin brother, Justin. He's making hometowns.
Right?
He's making hometowns.
I think so.
His words. He said he's looking for someone affectionate, family-oriented, and sweet.
I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to be a melt for this guy.
Okay.
And I don't know what him and his, like, I literally saw a photo of him and his brother standing next to each other.
You did?
Yeah. So that's like what I was hotties. Like, oh, twins. No, but I don't know like what their vibe is at all.
Like, nothing makes him happier than winning. I love that. I do.
I resonate
that.
So he's going to be super competitive during the group dates.
But you know, he's going to be like, it's, he's going to do it in a fun way.
Yes, you know, he's not a lovable goofball.
This is the Pete Davidson of the season.
Yes, yes. Becca's going to be super annoyed.
I'm going to find any reason to hate him.
Because everyone's
going to
be obsessed with him and he's going
to
drive you crazy.
I'm going to find, cling to any reason to dislike him.
And you know that I will be, a Joey, like I will be a diehard, okay?
So Joey. Cheeseburgers loves go-karting. Yeah, he's going to get a lot of followers.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to get a lot. Now, he's probably going to be doing TikTok dances in no time.
We haven't seen his brother yet, but do we think that his brother will go as far as he will? Are we going to have a...
His brother's on it?
Yes!
Wait, are you serious?
Yes, his brother is on it. Sorry if I ruined that. I'm pretty sure that a lot of people know about
that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I saw the photo of the two of them and they're like, there's twins on this season. So it's another one of the Ferguson...
No way. Okay.
I was like, if the Ferguson girls didn't both just get married,
that's right,
both twins would definitely be on Bachelor in Paradise together.
My God. Now, he looks like he might be cuter than the other one. Sorry, other brother.
Yeah, he's cute.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
I have high hopes for you, Joey.
I mean, it looks like they'll both be fun. Oh, his brother wore the tan shirt with the same gold necklaces.
I think he's cuter than his brother.
That's
sorry.
What I thought, too.
Sorry, brother.
Sorry,
brother. But Justin, Joey,
yeah.
Joey, you know, I'll say this. I would prepare yourself for a lot of followers first night, my guy.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. Do you think they'll have a joint account or separate?
Oh my God, if they have a joint account, I'll be upset.
They might.
They could have a separate account.
They need to have a joint TikTok though together.
Oh,
do
for
dances.
Sure. For sure. I bet they already have a TikTok. Look at him. That guy has a TikTok for sure.
Look at him. He's an e-boy.
Yeah, he's obsessed with Josh Richardson for sure.
Don't know who that
is. He listens
is.
To BFF podcast.
Okay.
He's a TikToker.
All right.
Josh Richardson. Yeah.
Next.
John.
Why don't the girls like nice guys? That's what John says.
And I don't think that's the problem so much as like the red shirt, the polo red shirt choice is
the
really
knitted.
What's, yeah, that's the knitted polo red.
This isn't a Hallmark movie, John.
No, the sweater. What that tells me is, yeah, I think, you know, he probably wants
he
to
wishes
present.
He was in a Hallmark movie.
He probably wants to present like, hey, like, I'm going to take you home to my family.
This
and I'm going to treat
meet the parents
well.
Shirt.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the movie Love Actually? I'm going to stand outside your window with those cards one day. And like,
I love that movie.
I know. So do I.
Gray and I watched it for the first time a few years ago. And we're like, that was both of us were like, that was so good.
It's so good. But you know that he's like, I'm going to stand outside your window and do that. But that shirt choice tells me that he's gone week one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's someone who's like, I bet his lawn is going to be look so good in when he has his home in a random state in 5 years.
I think that he's going to probably make a lovely husband and is probably a very nice guy, but unless he's got a big personality, but it's just the vibe that I'm getting a no.
All right, what does
John
do?
John.
English teacher.
Aww.
He's a sweet and genuine man. He may come off as shy at first.
Aww.
His perfect woman is loving, honest, and vocal about what she wants in a partner. That's an interesting one. Be the
That's really nice,
on.
Right?
It's very intentional.
Yeah.
He enjoys dressing up so much, he sometimes put on a suit to go grocery shopping.
Well.
Okay. No, these fun facts. He also says he'd love to be the face of a big clothing brand.
Oh, he thinks he's super stylish. Oh, no. Oh, my God, John.
I mean, maybe you could be the face of Land's End.
John, I feel really bad now because I feel like, John, this is going to crush his spirit that we don't like his style because, like, he wants to be, like, the stylish king.
I mean, look.
I'm fine with that outfit, though, when you're teaching English.
Again,
you got a
if
sweater
you
on,
be
but more like for a
Land's End catalog.
Yeah.
Again, maybe Eddie Bauer. Banana Republic.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not Banana Republic. They're going in a different direction
like,
these days.
I don't know about Banana, but...
Eddie Bauer, Land's End. Maybe Izod.
Izod. He's very intentional about every move he makes.
He's also only 26. The man looks like he's like 35.
He's ready to put a ring on it. It says that's his intention.
I could see him being very annoying.
I could see him coming in like really hot about wanting to propose.
I think he's obsessed with which one of them? He I can tell you he's really obsessed with one of them and will probably inadvertently be rude to the other one accidentally.
Yeah, I think he's going to be obsessed with Rachel. I
think so too.
Yeah.
She's the Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Completion.
Yeah. I think he'll be obsessed with Rachel.
Next.
Johnny.
No, not John. Johnny.
Johnny. Now,
Johnny has empath in his Hinge bio. Is all I have to say about Johnny. That's the only note I made. He's hiding some little necklace under there, looks like. Look at this choice.
Yeah, that necklace is going to be a big determinant for me for what I think that Johnny does.
Because
if that's like more of a Cuban link chain, I'm thinking that Johnny, you know, fancies himself a model, likes to go out at nighttime. But if that is he might also be our wellness guy. I could also see him being the man that you described a little bit more before, where he's like very into meditating.
He's got some wooden beads on there.
Yeah. I mean, it looks silver, so it could also very much be a cross necklace and he could be East Coast boy.
Could also be a cross necklace and he could be a Southern boy.
That's true.
Southern. I think he's Southern.
You think he's Southern? You know what? Why the East Coast hit me right away?
It was just the staring eyebrows. Into my soul.
It's the eyebrows and the way that he's tilting his head.
His eyebrows are like manicured in that certain way. He's also got that crop of hair on the top. That's sort of like that sort of like prep school look.
He's 1,000%.
It literally feels like he's looking right at me.
Yeah. He 1,000% has dressed up as Superman for Halloween.
I'm actually like,
where he's got the white shirt buttoned down and he's got the Superman underneath with the glasses on. Come on.
Definitely.
He's definitely done that for Halloween.
The more I look at
him
though, I'm getting like disconcerted with his face, the way he's staring at me. Like, it's like every time I look at him, it's like he's coming like a little bit closer out of the screen at me and I'm actually getting scared.
What do you think he does? You don't have to keep making eye contact with him. You can look away.
Yeah, no, but I can't help. Like, I need to keep an eye on him.
Are you attracted to him, or does he make you nervous?
He makes me nervous.
Okay.
He makes me... Yeah, I don't like him. I don't like his vibe.
Johnny's got money, but it's not his.
Johnny's got money that's not his, and he could use it to sue you if you say anything about it. He could sue us. Maybe that's why I'm getting nervous. He's the kind of guy that would send us a cease and desist after this. That's what I think. I bet he is like in...
Maybe the name's just triggering you with the flop of hair.
Oh, Johnny Depp. Triggered! No, I think he's like... I do think he has some sort of legal law sort of affiliation.
I could see that too. Something in law. We haven't had a lawyer yet. We typically always have a lawyer.
I don't think he's like a trial attorney. He seems like someone that would go to bat for the big oil companies or something. Exxon, son of an Exxon exec.
I'm gonna go real estate with him.
Yeah, I mean that's he.
I know
he
it's also classic, looks like he
Nashville.
Yeah. Oh. Whoa. 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 Whoa.
All right.
Whoa.
Hold the phone.
Whoa. 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 It's all coming through.
Tell me everything.
Jed, he auditioned for Listen to Your Heart and he did not make it.
No, he auditioned for American Idol multiple times.
Multiple times. And then Listen to Your Heart was kind of his last bet and he did not make it. So like now here we're doing Bachelorette.
He's looking for the Lauren Lane to his Chris Lane.
Yes, definitely. Maybe he's probably slid into Victoria Fuller's DMs and she's ignored him. 1,000%. No, I'm saying 1,000%. So wrong. Nashville, you nailed it. Wants to be in the music industry. Even if it says that he does something else, he wants to be in the music industry.
You think he's going to bring his guitar?
Yes.
It's going to say something about his guitar in this bio.
He'll probably do an intro entrance with a guitar. Realtor. Okay, that was
childhood dream was to be a rapper. So there's music. But okay, actually, no, I'm surprised it doesn't say anything about music. Okay, all right.
I said realtor. That was my first vibe.
In Florida. Okay, we're a little off on this one.
I know, we're off.
He has a huge, crazy Italian family and loves surfing with the boys.
Okay, I was right though about the Italian. I was thinking maybe the chain with the cross on it. Okay. Right?
His perfect woman is intelligent, outgoing, and athletic. Those are all fine descriptors. She'll have good hygiene. Strange. And loves...
That's very weird.
And love Barry White and Frank Sinatra as much as he does. He's a sucker for a good smile. He's a forward thinker. Can't be with anyone who's hung up on past relationships. I'm thrown off by him.
I know. Look, it says he wants to be a rapper when he was a kid.
He loves fishing.
He's got a crazy Italian family. He's in Florida.
He's my wild card.
He is a wild card. He could really go either way. He could make it far. It could really depend on his vibe.
Is he a night oneer?
To me, he's either a night oneer or leaves fifth.
Okay.
Like, there's no in between to me with him.
I think he's like, I actually think that he's nobody on this season. Okay. I think he's a nobody on the season. Maybe not night one, but I think he's a nobody.
Okay, now seeing this, the realtor, the Florida, the Italian family, the Barry White, the Frank Sinatra, wanted to be a rapper. He likes corny jokes. Him and Gabby. He's going to go for Gabby because Gabby loves a corny joke. I could see them both play rapping together. And he's maybe a little bit of a goofball.
Who knows? He might go far. I really don't know.
I'm going to say him and Gabby are going to go fairly far together.
Okay.
But I think he's for sure there for Gabby.
Okay.
That's my guess.
Okay. Okay. All right. Next.
All right. Jordan H.
He looks like someone.
He looks like one of the kids that I grew up with who got really into Amway that I've mentioned before and I won't say what it's saying.
He looks like the guy who was the runner up on Ali and Roberto's season. Do you remember that guy? That's a long ass time
ago.
That's
what a fucking reference. Throwback.
But that was the first one I ever watched. Ali, Bachelorette.
Oh yeah, what was that guy's name?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, he was cute. He was cute.
Let's see. Chris Lampton.
Yep.
Oh my god, he looks like him.
Yeah, he does, huh? Let me see.
Look.
Oh yeah, they do look a lot alike. You know,
that could be like his son.
It really could be. This is an extreme. An extreme smile. You know what I mean? I do love someone with a big smile.
Just made him laugh. I think someone just said, like, come on, Jordan, loosen up. Look like you're actually excited. You're gonna meet two babes. And then he just smiled like that, you know, as the cameraman saying that.
This man, he was on the football team.
Exactly.
He was super popular in high school.
I think, totally. I think he's the guy on the team that I probably would try to have sex with, you know, because it's like he's cute.
Because he was hot and popular but nice.
Yeah, totally.
Where
I can totally see that.
Oh, he's like, he deserves all the attention he gets because he's a nice guy.
He's fine.
But he's talented.
He's someone who's like, you know, he's like, I just don't like to talk about politics just because he's like, I don't want to go there.
He's like, let's just crack open another beer. Like,
this is a strange photo of him. But he's cute. He's like a cute jock.
Yeah, he's hot.
Yeah.
For sure. So. Yeah, he's one of those guys that it's definitely not he's not my type.
He's 35.
Oh. Oh, now I like him more.
Me too.
Now I like him more. He does look great.
Not that 35.
Okay, wait a second. 35 and Gabby's 31 and he's a cutie pie. Ooh.
Do we see a match made in heaven? I see potential runner up.
Potential runner up
energy.
Next Bachelor?
Potentially. I'm telling you, he's gonna go in Chris Lampton's
stead. He looks like the ABC stereotypical Bachelor.
Totally. Totally. What does he do?
Okay, he used to be.
I like him.
I know, I like him.
I
too.
Like him.
Okay, he's 35. He used to be a professional athlete.
Yeah,
that's my guess, or like minor league or something. And now he is. It's got to be something basic, sales,
right?
but he used to be a professional athlete. That's my guess.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe professional baseball player.
He's probably like a director of something now, you know, like,
yeah.
I don't know. Something generic. It's gotta be a generic title,
hope it's
right?
A hot job.
Okay, show us Lee.
Software developer.
Nothing says hot like a software developer. Okay, adrenaline junkie, racing, amateur dirt bike racer.
Okay, wait a second. I love a balanced king. I appreciate the fact that he's an adrenaline junkie and also a software developer.
He and Gabby, you're right. He's going to go far.
Yeah.
He's going to go far.
Adrenaline junkie who falls hard and fast. He loves.
Okay, here's his descriptors. Mature, independent, exciting. I think that's fine. Those are all
that
fine
is
descriptors.
Nice. Mature, independent, and exciting is nice.
Ready to have a big family, loves spontaneity.
He wants tons of kids.
Be ready to get flowers on any random day of the week because that's his favorite move. That's sweet enough.
It's fine.
4th of July is his favorite holiday. I love that. I honestly, you know, regardless what you think about America, 4th of July is one of my favorite holidays because hot dogs and fireworks and being out on the lake. He loves Florida, but hates Florida drivers, whatever the fuck that means. Yeah, he likes to race dirt bikes. I mean,
he likes to have a good time. He likes to have a good time. He's probably going to be very carefree and fun. You know what I bet? For sure he's going to go far.
He's a simple guy.
For sure he's going to go far. For sure, Gabby, I think. And I think that he will be one of the guys who goes far, but all the other guys like in the house. And they can't say anything negative about him because he's just a nice guy.
He's not trying to come off as intimidating or anything like that.
I don't think he's going to be confrontive at all.
The favorite holiday thing is really a dead giveaway for me because that just says simple man. That tells me explosives and hot dogs.
And beer.
You know? Explosive and hot dogs and beer. He's like, fuck Christmas, you know, with all the presents and stuff. Just give me some fucking fire. Let me be a pyromaniac and eat some red meat.
Yes.
So I like him.
I think the people will fall in love.
He's a sweetie. Yeah. He's a sweetie. Generic sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. All right. We've got, this is our last one.
Our last one. Wow. Look at us go. All right.
And should we do just one more? Because I didn't do, let's just do one more after this one too. Because then I haven't seen the 17th guy. So I say, why not do it, right?
Okay, perfect.
I also think that might be Justin because we're on the Jordan. So I think we might get to the twin, Justin.
Okay, perfect. Let's do this thing. Let's do this thing.
Jordan V. Now, I mean this with no disrespect. To me, Jordan V looks like an extremely successful YouTube makeup guru.
Oh my God, I wish. That would be so fab. Can you imagine if we had an amazing makeup artist on the show?
An amazing straight makeup, male makeup artist?
I would literally be like, are you kidding? Oh my God. Honestly, I hate my husband now. Can you imagine if you, like to be married to someone who's a fabulous hairstylist or like an amazing makeup artist and they could just do your makeup all the time?
I've totally like had guys like that too who are like, amazing hairstylists. I don't know why it's like why it's associated with being like a gay male job. It's kind of weird thing. But I've definitely had guys like done my hair and they're like talking about their wife and I'm like, jealous.
Hot. Also hot.
Jealous.
Dude, a tattooed makeup. Oh
my God. That's actually the one, like the oldest guy I almost slept with. He was like in his 50s, but he did color tutorials for Redken and traveled around. So I was like the model for him dyeing my hair. And he was totally that guy who'd like take a 20-something-year-old girl to Bali, you know? But I was like, let me be that girl.
Please.
So.
Well, maybe that's what Jordan V does. You know, I'm not sure. Doesn't
he look like a makeup guru?
Yes. He also looks to me like he was on the cast of Twilight.
Well, yeah, once again, the facial editing is a little weird.
But like the eye color, the way that the skin is glowing, the color of the shirt.
The color of his skin.
He's the lost Coen brother, first of all, the light hair.
Yeah, you could see him posing next to that girl with the pixie cut from
He
is a Coen.
Do
Jordan
you think
Coen.
That he talks about that?
Looking like a vampire?
Yeah. I think so.
Interesting.
I think Jordan is always like, have you ever seen True Blood before? Yeah, you know, I kind of get a what's his face sometimes, or you know, Twilight. Yeah, you know. I think that he talks about that. Jordan hits me.
Wait, I gotta show you this guy. I found the guy who did the hair color. Well, this is him when he was like younger, but he was this guy with a ton of tattoos. No. You're done.
Game over. My absolute dream. Fantasy.
Oh, yeah, this is him.
Dipsy,
I'm like,
can you put a story?
Your man.
Dude, if Dipsy can put a story out right now. With a hairstylist or a makeup artist who's older, covered in tats, I'm out.
Yeah, look at his style and everything, too, with his daughter.
Well, did you ever used to watch that show on Bravo, The Hairstylist Jonathan?
No.
For real, you didn't?
No.
It was my dad and my favorite show. We used to watch it every week on Bravo. And he was a hairstylist. And he was like this man who was always just like, he was this big guy. Uh-huh. And he wore these thick glasses and he was super domineering. He'd be like, what the fuck? And would go off all the time. But he was this massive celebrity hairstylist.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Oh.
Covered in tats.
I'm sorry.
Look at him.
Bye-bye.
Look at this daddy. I would watch it with my dad every week and be like, look at him.
Yeah, no, that's unreal.
Jonathan Anton.
Talk about Pixar hottie.
The level of hot.
Anyway. All right. So sorry, went on a little bit of a tangent there. Anyway, back to Jordan.
Sorry, Lee, do you mind turning on the air?
Yeah, I'm about to
explode. Thank you so much. Also, round of applause to Lee. producer, video editor extraordinaire,
Clicker,
for being in here and like getting all everything ready for us and like helping us when we can't remember Mark Zuckerberg's, Zuckerberg's name.
You know, we've called out some like Lee, help us, please.
I know.
Are these people's,
thank God. Yeah. Mm. Okay, so Jordan, I think Jordan is going to be cocky. Sorry, Jordan, if I'm off, but I think he's going to be kind of a cocky guy.
That's so mean to say, like, he's a nobody. I'm just talking about in the season. Every one of you is special and deserving of, you know, attention. But
yes, even if you
on this
cocky
show, there are nobodies and there are somebodies on this show. That's just the way it is. Okay, honey, sweetie, Jordan V, I don't think you're anybody special in this season.
No, unfortunately, no.
This isn't your time to shine.
But I think that there's going to be drama with him early on.
What the
in
hell
early
does he
days.
Do? Banking?
I think via his Adam's apple, I think he's in the person. I think we finally have one of our personal trainers.
I think you're right. Lee, reveal.
Drag racer. You mean RuPaul?
I was just about to say.
Is that what you mean?
What? No, I didn't read that. But that, when they said drag racer for a second,
saying,
I was like,
I was saying,
hello?
You're right.
Actually, so that's the thing. Actually, my intuition, I got the words
you
confused.
You saw drag race.
I saw
and
drag race. Right.
Like,
exactly. I was thinking makeup, but really the spirits were trying to tell me drag racer. That's cool. A professional
that is really
race
cool.
car driver?
Oh my God. Okay, listen, hold on a second, Jordan. I apologize about the cocky thing. Can you get us tickets to one of your races or something?
Yeah,
like,
that sounds fun. I'm not gonna
You know, you're a great guy. You're so sweet.
Spending time with his nephews, relaxing. Oh, nephews. Here we go. He's an uncle. Uh-oh. All right. Gear up for stupid uncle posts on Instagram.
Oh,
almost
no.
Worse than the dog. Relaxing on the lake and watching James Bond movies. Sincere, passionate, and supportive. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hustle and bustle, blah, 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 blah. He loves sweet tea. The most romantic gift you can give is a handwritten letter. I agree with that.
It's very true.
Yes, Jordan V.
Yes.
He describes his middle school haircut as the Justin Bieber. Okay, so I just don't think he makes it far.
This description, he's gone after a couple weeks.
He's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine. He's whatever. He's not anyone on the season.
Very interesting career. Probably a nice guy. I was probably wrong. Sorry. Maybe
special,
it's the Twilight thing that threw me off.
I think there's a special girl out there for you, Jordan
V.
It's
for
just
sure.
Not on this show.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And don't go on Paradise.
No,
don't waste your time.
No.
Okay.
Look at that word of advice from you. Helping the youth of tomorrow.
Just doing my duties. Okay, next. And last. I think it is Justin.
The finale.
Let's hope.
Oh, no. You're okay. We have our
oh,
final.
Oh, a different Justin.
Don't look what he does. Thank you.
Okay, I didn't read anything.
Okay,
actually.
Our final guy is right.
Like this is a chiropractor.
This is the first Jess on the list. Now,
okay,
next episode, our next cast bio episode that will be out next week, next Tuesday, we will be then starting with the second twin and
okay.
finishing off the men.
Okay,
but
I'm
our
excited.
Final today is
our chiropractor, Justin B.
Is that what you think he is?
he
has to be a chiropractor.
He
you know what's so crazy? He looks exactly like the chiropractor my mom suggested I go to.
Really? No, this guy, like, I feel like he can help me cure my candida problems. Like, he's
yes.
in alternative functional medicine for sure.
Okay.
Wait, Adam's apple reader, read it. Read it.
Well, at first, I thought he was wearing a cardigan sweater over that, but it's just a fold in his shirt.
Oh, yeah, that would be a move. That would be a Mr. Rogers
like, wow,
move.
A cardigan. I love it. I would say he's definitely into his health and but not in the gym way. He's definitely conscious of what he eats.
No, like I probably trust all of the choices he makes for his wellness is what
yeah.
I'm gonna say about that.
You know what I could see, like chiropractor, yes, like I cannot get past that, but also like I could see him in the climbing gym. I could see him like rolling up to the climbing gym.
He sucks at climbing.
I'm not saying he's good.
Okay.
But like, can't you see him being like, I'm gonna try this out?
Yeah, I just actually got kind of triggered because he looks like this guy or the kind of guy who would walk up to me and be like, oh, like, because I, you know, when I used to climb a lot, I would go from like my nanny job straight to the climbing gym. Sometimes I wouldn't remember clothes, so I would just wear like this outfit while climbing. He looks like the kind of guy who'd be like, oh, you're climbing in jeans? And you're just like, don't talk to me.
Sure. But he also, I could see him like low-key kind of like even though he doesn't look like a surfer, I could see him kind of, it's definitely an outdoorsy.
Well, he's wearing
energy.
This linen shirt, you know.
Yeah but it's health, it's got to be health and wellness. He loves taking first person supplements. He loves a mushroom capsule for sure.
he takes his reishi every day.
Yes. Reveal. The ashwagandha.
Reveal.
Physical therapist! Wow.
Yes. All right.
32.
He's a lover, not a fighter. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Looking for a best friend. Blah, blah, blah. Full kind of guy. Full glass half full kind of guy. Loves coffee shops, the smell of jasmine, and dreams of traveling the U.S. in a van.
Okay, what he does also, his dream woman is open.
He's also in Solana Beach. There's so many of these Southern California. Oh.
Solana Beach is the health and wellness. Like, it's next to Encinitas. This man, I know exactly where he eats lunch at. Like, I know the exact spot where you go to eat your clean food. Yes. So Solana.
But he's not a vegan. Like, he really eats a lot of meat.
Perhaps. I could also see him eating a lot of plant products.
No, he does. But right? he's like,
it's a necessary balance.
He will actually argue. No, he'll argue with vegans and be like, yeah, our bodies need that animal protein.
Yes. His dream woman is open-minded, fit, and always striving to be the best version of herself. Open-minded, fit, and striving. Justin does a lot of running. So when sunset hits, he's taking a lot of long runs around Solana Beach. He loves a run on the beach for sure. Wow.
I don't know if he's going to hit it off with any of these ladies.
I don't think so either. I don't think he's for anyone. Sorry, Justin.
Hit the yoga class. Hit the climbing gym.
I'm sure you'll have a line of people waiting to get physical therapy done.
In your van.
Oh, no. Physical therapy out of a van does not feel like...
Well, guys, that's a wrap.
Wow.
I enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I can't wait for next week.
We'll be back Thursday.
Can you imagine
Thursday?
If we had 14 more to do?
Wow, that's just today, too long today, of an episode. No, you gotta let it settle. You gotta soak in these men.
You gotta get excited.
Let me
again
do my
for the
soaking.
Next one.
Yeah, let me. Then you know, it's all good. So next Tuesday, tune in. We will have our part two episode.
And the bros will be coming at you with their analysis. So yeah. I can't wait to see what do they say about some of these guys. All right, awesome.
All right,
chat soon.
Chat soon.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.